Higher self. Claire, my best friend from back home, yawns in my ear. What you doing? Just got home from class? I reply as I brew some tea. It sounds like you just woke up. I did. I can hear the smile in her voice. Does that mean someone just left? He left a while ago, she says, and I don't think I'll be seeing him again. What's wrong with this one? I carry my tea out to my back patio and sit at my outdoor dining table. This spot is what sold me on renting this house. The trees and bushes are in bloom, making it feel like a magical garden. He moans weird, she says, making me laugh. Like an old man bending over to put on his socks. Not sexy, I agree. Too bad, too. He had a nice body. Ah, well, there are about a billion more out there. With nice bodies? Maybe not a billion. You're right. Are you dating a hot cowboy yet? I grin and trace the Drips and Sips logo on my mug. No. It's a small town, Claire. Not a lot to choose from. So when are you going to move on to the next place? Or come home? I sigh, thinking it over. I don't think I'll ever move back to Chicago. Now that my grandma's gone, I don't have any family there, and Claire is my only tie to the city. I've been roaming around the country, living in my bucket list towns for the past 5+ years. I like it here, I reply. You've been there longer than the others. I know. I just realized this morning that it's been almost 2 years. I like the community. I'm making friends, although Penny just moved away. Claire scoffs in my ear. What was that for? Fallon McCarthy, you don't make friends. You make acquaintances. And even then, getting to know you isn't easy. I know, I murmur. That's the way it's always been, my whole life. I'm an introvert. I enjoy my own company more than I like being with others. People exhaust me. Maybe that's why you're better in a small town, she says. Fewer people. That's definitely a plus, I agree. What are you doing today? I'm going into work for a bit. On a Saturday? Hey, you work today. For an hour? I don't have any other classes today. Well, I have some accounts to work on. What are you going to do with the rest of your day? I think I'll go on a short hike, I reply. It's a beautiful day today. Like on a treadmill? She asks. A simulated hike? No, city girl, a real hike. In the woods, on a path. Do you, like, have hiking boots? I smile and tip back in my chair, enjoying my friend. I have hiking shoes. They're not boots. Huh. Well, whatever floats your boat, my friend. Have a good day. You too. I hang up, go inside to rinse my mug, and put on the hiking shoes that will need to be replaced soon, and drive across town to my favorite hiking trail. One of the things I like best about Cunningham Falls is all of the outdoor activities here. There are miles and miles of hiking trails that the city keeps groomed and safe for hikers. Last week, when I came to walk on this particular trail, it was closed due to mountain lion activity. That gave me pause. But I carry bear spray, and the only animal I've ever seen on the trail is a deer. Halfway up to the lookout point, I get a text. Nina. Breakfast tomorrow? 9 o'clock at Ed's? I grin and type a quick reply. Me. Sure, see you then. Claire's right. I don't make friends easily. I wouldn't even consider Claire my best friend. She's a close friend. But the sad thing is, she and Penny are probably the best friends I have, and even they don't know everything about me. I don't even have a bunch of baggage in my past that would cause my lack of trust in others. No one has betrayed me or bullied me. It's just my nature to hold back, to be the observer and